The tools that you can use are, number one, if you like the talk, you can use the PowerPoint presentations. We have a PowerPoint presentation for member benefits and a PowerPoint presentation for the affiliate benefits. If you like the talk, use that. And the way you do the meeting using the PowerPoint is you simply walk through the PowerPoint. You want to make sure you finish the membership benefit presentation in around 25 minutes. Then, when that's done, ask if there's any questions. If not, say, let me just run through the affiliate program too, and then show them the affiliate PowerPoint presentation, which takes around 25 minutes. That's one way. The second way is if your sponsor is there, you can let them do the PowerPoint presentation. That is the most effective way if you have your sponsor or somebody in your upline. If they're sharing the program, that's even more effective, much more effective. If you don't have somebody in your upline or you don't like to talk, we have the DVDs. So you punch in the DVD showing the membership overview benefits. Then afterwards, you say, do you have any questions? You can answer a couple questions, but don't take too long. And then punch in the affiliate benefit DVD and have them watch that. Those are the two most effective ways to get them exposed to the program. Very simple, very straightforward. These people are either interested or they're not interested. That's how simple it is. So the key here is sharing the program. So just to recap, you have a prospect list. First, you want to give those people on the prospect list the single CD, An Introduction to Your Wishes, Your Command. When you hand it to people on the prospect list, if they're married, make sure you give them two. Get them to listen to that, then follow up with a phone call. Those people are interested and want to listen to Your Wishes, Your Command, give them a set of Your Wishes, Your Command. And if they're married, give them two sets. Then follow up with a phone call 1 week later to see how they're doing. Either they're not going to listen to it and then go pick up the program, or if they're still listening to it, encourage them to listen and maybe answer some questions about what information they're learning on Your Wish. Follow up another 7 days later. That's 14 days. Either A, they're not going to finish, they have no interest, then just go pick up the program and forget them. Or B, they've completely finished and have no interest, or they've completely finished and they have some interest. Or C, they're almost done, at which point you follow up the next few days later. When they've completed it, you're going to have people that have listened to Your Wishes, Your Command, that have no interest in taking it further. They don't want to know anything more about anything else. Not for them. Or those people who do want more information. If they do want more information, now you have to explain to them the Global Information Network. Now, let me just give you one caveat. Because there is the invitation to join Jin CD in the Your Wishes, Your Command, here's the good news. Some people that you call up are going to say, I want to join. I went to the website. I reviewed the information on the website. I listened to the invitation. This sounds phenomenal. I want to get in. Now, if you're talking to somebody on the phone and they say that, what do? You simply say, are you in front of a computer? Yes, good. Go to globalinformationnetwork.com. Let me walk you through the process on how to sign up as a member using your affiliate code, of course. Walk them through the process and get them to sign up as a member. That's key. Jump at the opportunity if they want to get in. For those people who are interested, you need to share with them the membership benefits. The best way is to invite them to your house. Have them come to your house, husband and wife, couples. You should always dress for business at the business meeting. Now, let me tell you a few things about when you have a meeting in your home. These are some keys that'll make your life easier and make you more successful. If you're going to have some meetings in your house and invite people over, remember, you're only inviting people over that who have listened to the entire Your Wishes, Your Command series and have an interest. They know they're coming to learn about the membership benefits of the Global Information Network, and they know it'll take about an hour, and they know there's no obligation. Number one, you should always dress for business. Dress your best. Guys, wear a suit and tie. Dress your best. Shoes shined. Be well-groomed. Make sure you don't stink. If you know you work hard all day, take a shower. Dress like a businessman. Dress your best. Next, don't knock yourself out and clean the house. Just keep it neat and organized. People are only going to be in maybe the kitchen, the living room, or den. If you have kids, we love kids. If you have dogs, we love dogs, cats. Listen to this. Get them out of the house, lock them in the closet. And I'm kidding, of course. The point is, this is a business meeting. No pets, no kids. Get them away. You don't want any interruptions. If you have a cell phone, once the business meeting gets started, tell everyone, including yourself, shut the cell phones off. If you have a phone in the house, take the phone off the hook. You don't want phones interrupting. You don't want somebody in the next room with a loud television. You don't want somebody with their stereo on or practicing the drums. You don't want disruptions. It's a business meeting.